Hi there and welcome back. It's Clint Salter from Studio Success Formula. And today's lesson is about how to implement an enrollment process that works. What I mean by works is that it takes a new student inquiry from inquiry all the way through to enrollment without anything or anyone slipping through the cracks. Time and time again, I see studio owners coming to me wanting more students, but the problem is that they don't have the system in place to effectively take the inquiry through the sales process. Sure, that sounds very business-like, saying a sales process, but you are running a business and you are selling to a parent and a child dance classes. So for now, let's just kind of strip it back and tell it like it is. So I want you to have a think about your current enrollment process. When someone calls, emails, sends you a message through Facebook or another social media platform, what happens next? Do you book them in for a trial class, or maybe you just tell them to simply turn up? When they arrive at the studio, does your office staff know that they are coming? How do they welcome them? Do they introduce the child to the teacher? How do you follow up after the class? So in this lesson, I'm going to give you the exact steps you need to follow, as well as give you some examples of how to communicate with the parents and children during this process. I've made you a template that you can download below where you can collate the new inquiry details, then track where they're at in the enrollment process to ensure nothing and no one, like I said before, slips through the cracks. So let's go through the process and the sheet right now. Okay, here we have our inquiry form. So our new student inquiries that come through. So you can see here, this is quite a long form. The important thing here is that we don't want to let any new student inquiry slip through the cracks. Hence why we've got a form with a lot of detail. Now, in terms of how you use this, it's completely up to you. This is what I love my private clients using, because all of this information is crucial. And so let's just run through it very quickly here. So in our first column, we've got the date received, so when the inquiry came through. And then here we're looking at inquiry type. So you can see if you just hover over here, you can see that I've put some comments. So was it phone, email, social media, walk-in, or another way? Now, this is really important because at the end of every month, you want to see where the majority of your inquiries, how they're actually coming to you. Are people emailing? Are they going through the contact form on the website? Are they calling you directly? Because that then means, let's just say that they're calling you directly, it means then we want to put more of your number on the calls to action so that we can up those inquiries. Next here we have the date responded. So when did you or your team member respond to it and how you responded? So did you respond to the inquiry by a phone, email, or was it in person? This one is, again, another important aspect. How did the person hear? You know, did they hear about your studio through social media, through a flyer drop that you did, through you being at a Stedford or a festival? Was it from your recital or your concert? Where did they actually hear about your studio? We want then the student's first name, the student's surname, the student's age, where they're located, so the suburb that they live in or city, the student's mobile or phone number. Now, mobile or cell number. Now, obviously, you're not going to get a cell number or a mobile number for a five-year-old. So, you know, you don't need to ask the question. If we know that you've asked the student's age and they're five, well, then you just want to get the parent's contact details. As we slide across here, we can see the student's email address, the parent's full name, parents' mobile or cell number and email address. Have they been added to the database? Now, this is really important. If it comes through email, phone, however the inquiry comes through, and I'm going to talk about your databases when we get into the marketing, but they needed to be added to your database. Every email address is an asset for your business. So make sure they're added to your database. Did you offer them a trial? And we're going to get into the different types of offers that you can give potential new students. So what was that was offered? The level or grade that you suggested, the class style, the trial date that they're coming in and the time, trial date number two and a time. So maybe they're coming in on two dates to try two different classes. Did you send a confirmation email after the phone call to say, Thank you so much. It was great to speak to you on the phone. Here are the details of, you know, little Susie coming in and experiencing what we're about at Jazz Hands Dance Studio. Did they show up to the trial? So you want to put here a Y or an N for a yes or a no. Did they fill out your initial form? So a lot of studios will make this an their enrollment form so that if they decide to enroll afterwards, they can tick the box. There's also, depending on what country that you're in, you know, there's disclaimers and different things that parents and students will need to sign before they actually go and participate in a class. Were they introduced to the teacher? I think this is a really important one. What I love, the studio owner or if the studio owner is busy, the office person or the teacher themselves, is to actually make sure you introduce them to the teacher of that class. The other great thing is to buddy them up with someone in the class that's really friendly, that everyone likes in the class. You know, one of your students that's really helpful. So buddy them up so that they've got someone that can kind of help them through. And also you want to make them feel at home and make them as comfortable as possible so they can enjoy the class. Did you see them after the trial? See, what happens is a lot of parents and students, the office person or you or the teacher gets busy, and so no one sees them after the class to ask them, you know, how they went and to actually enroll them. That is the best time for you to enroll them, is when they have finished the class. You know, did you enroll? Did you give them an enrollment pack? And so I talk about the way that we can enroll them in an upcoming lesson. And so did you give them an enrollment pack? If they didn't show up, did you follow up? And then there's a second spot for you to follow up. So we want to always do about two follow-ups. So if they didn't turn up to the trial or the class that you offered them, I love to call them at the actual time of the trial and just say to the mother, "Hi, Mrs. Smith, it's Clint calling from Jazz Hands Dance Studio. I just wanted to check in with you to make sure everything's okay. Susie isn't here for the class today. And so I just wanted to check in." And then they might say that they've forgotten, it slipped their mind, or something came up last minute, which is fine, not a problem at all. But get them in, you know, say them on the phone, "Hey, that's not a problem. Can I book you in for, we've got a class tomorrow or the same class next week, and I'll put your name down for that and I'll send you a confirmation email." You always need to follow up. If you don't get hold of them, you can then send them an email just locking them in for another trial, or you can give them a call the following day. Persistence is the key with this. So there you have it. It's quite a long form. I would suggest that everyone in your office, your staff members, can access this. So, you know, they look at your office staff, look at it each day, and they can see the person that's coming in for a trial. And you can just create a new tab for every month so it doesn't get too full. Okay, so now you have the process of tracking a new student inquiry. Let's talk about the conversation you would have with a new inquiry on the phone. As I mentioned, when we went through the spreadsheet just then, you should always respond to an online new student inquiry with a phone call. Make sure that your website inquiry form or free trial offer form ask them for a contact number. And the reason we do this is because, you know, with email, it can be a bit back and forth. So what you want to do is you want to get someone on the phone and say, "Hi, Mrs. Smith, it's Clint calling from Jazz Hands Dance Studio. I've just received your inquiry about little Susie wanting to start dancing with us. Look, I'd love to get some information from you." And then you go through the enrollment process in terms of getting the information from them, and then you book them into a trial class, or if they're claiming an unlimited class pass, we'll talk about that as an offer. If they're claiming an offer from you, you want to book them in right on the spot, and then straight away you'll send them a follow-up email. So you need to have in place a number of phone scripts for the enrollment process, including a phone script to take the phone call, which you can basically do just from the enrollment spreadsheet that you can download below that we've just been through. A phone script call from an email. So if you get an email, how do you actually call them back? And I just demonstrated a little bit of that. You want to be able to put a phone script together for a no-show. So if someone doesn't turn up for your trial class, you want to be able to ring them and say, "Hey, Mrs. Smith, it's Clint calling from Jazz Hands Dance Studio. Look, I just wanted to check in with you as Susie was meant to be coming to our jazz class yesterday and she wasn't there, so I just wanted to check in and make sure everything was okay with you." You know, so you always want to show empathy because something might have come up that made them unavailable. And so your objective of that call is just to check in, make sure they're okay, and see where you can rebook, you know, little Susie in for her next class. And you want a phone script for follow up on the next day. So maybe they came to the class and they weren't ready to enroll at that second, or maybe they zipped out without you seeing them. You want to be able to call them the next day to say, "Hey, Mrs. Smith, it's Clint calling from Jazz Hands Dance Studio. I just wanted to check in with you to see how Susie found the class last night. You know, the teacher said she was amazing, got on really well with the students, was really energetic and happy to be there. So I'd just love to get your feedback and to see whether we can enroll Susie into that class." So you want to have a conversation around that, and then a follow-up script for the following week as well. So if you don't hear back from them, you want to give them a call. That sounds pretty persistent, right? And you're probably going to say yes, and it totally is. You see, as a business owner, I believe that there are four key ingredients if you want to reach success. And whatever success in your business means to you, I believe you need passion, persistence, resilience, and momentum. And I think that these things equal success. And I've seen it. I've seen this work. I've seen these be the qualities that get to success time and time again. So let's talk about passion. You know, passion is when you put a huge amount of energy into something, more energy than what is required. It's not simply enthusiasm or excitement. To have passion means to be ambitious and to transfer that ambition into action through putting in blood, sweat, and tears, as well as your heart, mind, and body and soul into it. Persistence, you know, like I said, over the last 13 years in business, persistence, I can say with my hand on my heart, has been one of the things I've had to get great at very quickly. Persistence is the ability to never give up, and you can apply it to all areas of your life and also your business. As an example, imagine if a new student inquiry was handled at your studio the way we've just described in this lesson, and you paired this with persistence. Now, I don't mean that you call them every day, but you keep in touch with them. They're going to be receiving your newsletter and other email conversation, you know, from you at least every, you know, month, every 2 months. You know, remember, you have a great service to provide, quality training, skilled teachers, a great fun family environment. You know, they've reached out to you in the first place, so please don't be afraid to be persistent. The next one is about being resilient. I can tell you now, you know, that studio owners that are going to be, you know, you're going to be knocked down, which means you need to be able to keep getting back up again. And I know a lot of you would have witnessed this over and over again. Resilience is a really crucial piece of the puzzle, I believe, when it comes to living a fulfilling life. And it also plays a major part of running a studio. Being resilient is about the ability to recover quickly. Basically, being able to get knocked down and it not taking you a week to get back up. It's also about having the ability to let go and move on. You know, I've seen many dance studio owners hold on to anger towards parents, teachers, or even students, you know, and to be a successful, you know, business owner, to be a successful studio owner, you need to ensure you have a clear head most of the time, as often as you can, to make sure that you're focusing on what's important in your business. These are the three skills that I believe that you need to master if you want to run a successful studio. So what do you get when you combine all of these three things today? Well, you get momentum. You know, momentum is what will drive your studio forward at accelerated pace. So cool, that was a pretty exciting video. I'm really passionate about the enrollment process, only because like I said, you know, we have so many studio owners coming to us that are a part of the Studio Success Formula, you know, VIP membership, and we talk about this a lot because, you know, that one student, you know, you can make a huge difference to that one student's life across multiple years, many years, and they can also bring in an excellent income for you as well. So every student lead is really crucial to your business. Now, you know, I hope you've received massive value on how to manage your new student leads. Now, I'd love to organize a time over the next 7 days for you to meet with your office staff and go through this process and make it applicable for your studio. You know, make it work for you. Spend an hour or so getting the ideas from your staff and put together a system that can be followed, you know, really effectively in making this process really solid. You know, never again will a new student prospect slip through the cracks. I want to thank you for joining me on this lesson. Again, I hope you're getting really massive value from being a part of, you know, and investing in the Studio Success Formula program. I'm giving you all I've got in this. You know, we're not even halfway through yet. We've got so much more to go, so much more excitement, learning and growth for you to be able to really take that leap and take that next step to becoming a go-to studio. Again, if you've got any questions, please jump over to our forum. I'm in there every day, you know, talking to you guys, answering your questions and being able to help you implement what we're talking about in the program. For now, I want to say thank you again for joining me. Take care and I'll see you on the flip side. Bye for now.